Jose, over the last four starts, just one run allowed. What for you has been the difference after that little dip that you had?
I attacked the some most consistently. If you see the last couple of games, be ahead most of the time. I think that's an adjustment I did, and it's been working really good. You know, especially when you face lineups like that, mm-hmm. You know, you need to be ahead, no doubt. You need to be ahead, and you know, command all your staff, and you know, and this war really good, this war properly, and you know, I'm really happy with how my staff's been working in the last couple of starts.
Looked like you got better as the game went on tonight. What was the difference for you after some early hard contact?
Yeah, good question. I think be better every single inning. I think my spots way better as soon as I saw the first two line drives. You know, I think like, you know, I need to be aggressive and start to change more speed, because both contact was one fastballs, and you know, it's time to change a little bit more my approach and come back in. You know, in rig swings, like that's part of my approach, but definitely be ahead make my work a little easier.
Last few starts, you've really gotten that rhythm going in the middle innings. How much has that helped you pitch deeper into games?
Really good. You know, I think get first hitter of the lineup. You know, first hitter every single inning made me more chance. You know, to go deeper. You know, and you know, always my goal try to, you know, put away the first hitter I face, and you know, one hitter at a time. You know, but you know, I think I feel all my delivery and locked in, and you know, the way how my the ball go out to my hands, it's like, it just feels amazing. You know, give me more chance to you know, be ahead and counts and work really good. So that's what I did tonight. Is, you know, it's time to keep rolling. It's the perfect time to do it.
Seems great. You guys have, as a group, the best starting pitching ERA in the National League. Obviously, it's such a different group of pitchers. You know, does things a lot of different ways. But what are the overlaps? What are the commonalities for you guys since the break that's allowed you to be so good as a group?
Well, I mean, I think all the hard work we've been doing the last, limit the walks. You know, I think it's a really good part. All the work we've been doing with Jeremy Hefner, our pitching coach, the way how Albie's been calling games behind the play, that's amazing. And you know, we most of the time using our strength, you know, try to be ahead and like I said, limit walks, put us in better position, you know, to be ahead.
When Schwarber hits that first ball hard and Pete makes the play at first to get the out, what does that do in terms of giving you confidence to stay aggressive up there, knowing your defense is playing behind you like that?
That was a great support. You know, it was an amazing play when the Pete did. So it was a great, and you know, give me more confidence to start to do my job. You know, get a couple strikeouts when I miss, and start to you know, mix it up better, and keep rolling the game. So, and it was a tough night for Nola, but everybody knows how good it is, and you know, was the support I get tonight. And that inning, so it was amazing. It gave me more chance to be relaxed and keep going.
The Phillies are obviously a good team, a tough test for you guys. How important was it just to come in here and get the first one?
Means a lot. You know, it's really important for us. Right now, we're in good race. You know, we have a lot of confidence in us. And you know, every game is a new test. You know, it's a... we keep fighting, we keep playing the way we've been doing, and this year is really important for us, like the last couple series of the season. So, you know, just keep playing hard and be ready for the next couple games.